Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
In Mark 6, verses 48 to 51, we read, "About the fourth watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea. When they saw him, they supposed he was a ghost, and they cried out. But immediately he said to them, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.' Then he went up into the boat with them, and the wind ceased." Darkness isn't always the work of the enemy. Sometimes it's one of God's best teaching tools. You get to know the Lord best by going through storms with him, by reaching the place where you think, "If God doesn't come through for me, I'm sunk." And then he comes, walking on the sea. In Matthew 10, verse 27, Jesus said to his disciples, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight." It's in your darkest moments that God gives you some of your greatest insights. The psalmist says, "To you the night shines bright as day." That's from Psalm 139 and verse 12. So instead of running from your problems, ask God to develop your night vision and show you treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, as we read in Isaiah 45 and verse 3. And one more thought. When the darkness you're experiencing is God-ordained, don't try to create your own light. Isaiah 50 verses 10 and 11 says, "If you're walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on God. But watch out, you who live in your own light, you'll soon fall down in great torment." When you're in darkness by divine design, you don't have to be afraid. God has promised to bring you through. And that's the word for today.
The word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.